Good morning, Glenridge. It's been a while since I've had to do a devotion for everyone. And I'm actually sitting at We Friends Preschool. It's Malachi's birthday today. This is Thursday. So we are celebrating his party. He's got all his friends here. The kids are running around going crazy. And as you're listening to this now, it's actually my birthday. So guys, seriously, feel free to send me presents. I will accept all presents, hugs and loves. So thank you. I'm 32 years old and it's been a while, 32 years. So there's my shout out to myself. But I was actually sitting here and I'm so grateful for the heritage that we get to bask in as a community. I mean, We Friends has such a God-filled history behind it, with all the different principals and all the kids that have come through. And I don't think there's been one child that has come through We Friends that I've met that doesn't still love the Lord. So it's just an incredible thing that we get to be a part of the legacy that has been before us. And it's the same with Glenridge Church itself. We hear all these stories of these powerful men and women of God that have gone before us and fought the battles that we no longer have to fight. So we get to walk in the victory that they have had. And there's something unique about that that you get to build. And I'm almost reminded of the stones left on the side of I think it's the River Jordan, as a memorial of what happened. And it's almost like when you honor the past, when you honor the legacy that has gone before you, it's the anchor that the bridge is then built on, the bridge of transition is built on. So when we honor those that have gone before us, when we remember the sacrifices and the victories that they have done, and the battles that they've fought that we don't have to fight, that becomes the anchor on which the bridge of transition is built. So I want to encourage everyone that if you are sitting here listening to this and you feel like you're in a transition period, that you don't know where you're going, but you know you shouldn't be where you are, whether that's a spiritual place, a physical place, a work situation, or whatever it may be, or an emotional state, I want to encourage you to remember what God has done in your own life and in the lives of others, because we're in a community. So we get to look at everyone else and see the battles that are fought and walk in that victory. Israel wasn't just one person. Israel was a nation. So I want to encourage you, think and honor what's happened before you, gone before you, and then you get to walk in the freedom that they fought in. Again, if you're in that transition phase and you don't know where you're going, just take a moment to think about the victories and the battles that have gone before you, the people, the men and women of God, the different, the presence that has been before you. Think about it. Honor it, and that will become the bridge of the bridge of transition that you're looking for. And I almost want to declare prophetically that as you honor those that have gone before you, so your future will start to be outlined in front of you. So yes, guys, I just wanted to say that, just share that with you. I'm sitting here, I'm watching the kids jumping on jumping castle, and it's such a beautiful picture of community. I know Heather had the beautiful preach on the table and how we need to actually open up our doors. And when we allow other people to come in, it makes us realize that we're a part of something so much bigger than ourselves. And I'm not saying that us alone that we're insignificant, because you are significant in Christ, but there's something unique and special. It's almost, it reminds you of that scripture of when two or more are gathered, there I am amongst you. And it's, but God is everywhere all the time. So he's with you when you're alone. But I take that scripture as, he's there in a unique, special way. God is there in a unique, special way when we gather together as friends, as a community. So open up your doors, guys. Get people in your homes. If you can't have people in your home, then get out on the street. Go for walks. Grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or some juice or whatever you wanted to do. Get together, chat, pray for each other, prophesy over each other, encourage each other, and honor the past, guys. And it will be an incredible thing to see the future. And yeah, there you go, guys. Have fun. Love you lots. Amen.